Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Big emphasis on the local sports scene here today on Drive Time Sports. In fact, we're going to close out the show a bit early, coming up at around 4:30. We'll send you out to Twin Falls, Idaho. The USU Eastern Lady Eagles will take on Salt Lake Community College. Opening round of the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament. Sonny Buscarini and Greg Dart will bring you the play-by-play call there. Back here at the Sutherland Studios, we're going to continue to prep for the spring sports season. It's off and rolling in some sports already. This weekend, it's going to start for softball, both Carbon and Emory. Yesterday, we talked to Carbon coach Kurt Nunley. Today, we're going to talk to first-year manager Dallin Johnson of the Emory Lady Spartans, who are expected to start the season tomorrow at home. Coach Johnson's joining us over the phone right now. Coach, great to get you back on. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, definitely, Coach. I know that the season, I mean, it's kind of been weird trying to get things off and rolling, and we can talk about that in a moment. But the last time we had you on, Coach, it was right after the announcement that you were the new manager of the softball team. How did the offseason go?
Offseason went well. We had a lot of girls that participated in our open gyms and got a lot of ground balls under their belt. They had enough indoor stuff over the offseason that they are absolutely chomping at the bit to get out on infield dirt and outfield grass. So they're excited to get started.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm definitely sure, Coach. And I know you got a younger group. This is something that you and I did talk about the last go around, but you still have some very familiar faces that really produced last season. So when you take a look at the way the off season went, we look ahead to what's going down. Who were some girls that you thought really performed at a high level in the off season?
Well, we have those normal ones that we always have that just always seem to be there and put in the effort, and they're always just solid kids. They do a good job. But then we've had, a few others that have really stood out. One in particular right now that's standing out to me is MJ Adair. She has put a ton of work in the off season. One of those kids that she didn't get a whole lot of playing time last year in the varsity level, but just has that game sense that you just can't teach kids, and very versatile. I can throw her at second base in the infield, or she can go out in the outfield and track down a fly ball for me. Just one of those kids that I think is going to be one to watch this year. She's one of the highlights, I think, of the offseason. We got Olivia Christman that's going to step in and play catcher for us this year, and she's put in a ton of work in the offseason as well. Been working really close with Matt Bunnell, who's been focusing on our catchers this year. And she's a hard-nosed, athletic kid that's just willing to sacrifice her body for the team. One cool thing about her, I watched her the other day. You don't realize how athletic these kids are, and I watched her do a back handspring and backflip over a outfield home run fence. I mean, just an incredible athlete. So, anyways, we just have a good bunch of kids this year. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Coach, you mentioned versatility, and I get the vibe that as we talk about, 3A schools, rural softball, rural baseball, that's something you almost have to rely on, right? I mean, the teams that are most effective throughout the season, the teams that have the most success are girls that they can use in a variety of ways.
That's for sure. So, like, for example, right now, in all of our smaller divisions, we just don't have the number of athletes to pull from. So, we have a girl right now that's got a little bit of a sore knee. And so we're having to pull someone who we were planning on playing in left field in to play first base, and then moving someone that wasn't actually planning on in the outfield to be playing left field. And they have to be able to do it. It's just part of being one of those small rural schools. But it's a neat thing about it, too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's what makes it so fun. Coach, when you look at the team, I mean, as far as tryouts are concerned, are you happy with the number of girls that you actually had come out? I mean, I know sometimes it stinks to have to get rid of kids or cut kids in the offseason, but in the same sense, it's typically a good problem to have. Did you run into that?
It's always heartbreaking to have to cut kids. And it almost seems like it's even more heartbreaking when you only have to cut just a couple or three. You know, it almost makes it tougher. This year we had 26 kids show up to tryouts. We ended up, we try to keep it around 23-ish so that we get, you know, the girls the most amount of playing time that we can so that we can develop kids as best we can. But, you know, I hope that, you know, as the softball program grows here in Emory County, that we'll start getting more and more kids to come out. I really hope that kids start to see that this is a really fun sport to participate in and get more kids to get excited about it.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Dallin Johnson, first-year manager of the Emory Lady Spartans softball squad. Coach, with that being said, I know that tomorrow's opener was kind of hanging in the balance earlier on in the week, but it appears that things are kind of on pace now to go, right? You guys got the field set and everything's good.
It is, yep. We had a lot of help with that. Live Earth from out in Emory brought some Live Earth for us, and we spread it out on the field and got field melted, you know, a few weeks ago. We had a little bit of trouble with drainage, getting the water off of it, and some ice because we have a north-facing dugout that was just shading that one side of the field. So we still do have a little bit of wet in front of the third-base dugout and a little bit around home plate, but they've been running fans on it. And actually, USU Eastern is going to come out and help us with some field dry as well. So we're planning on playing tomorrow. There is a 60% chance of snow tomorrow. I hope Mother Nature will let us play, but that's the plan. And yesterday was the first day that our girls were actually out on dirt and infield, and it was fun to watch. It was almost like kindergarten kids on a playground. They were just so happy to be out on the infield again.
And it's not as if, Coach, the schedule is loaded with home games. I mean, every game that we either lose or gets pushed back, I mean, if I remember correctly off the top of my head, we only have 5 or 6 home games on the schedule.
Yeah, this year we didn't get a whole lot of home games, which is a little bit disappointing because we've got some brand new, neat facilities. So I hope that'll change next year. But, yeah, we want to try to keep every home game that we can, give the fans a chance to come watch these girls play.
How were the indoor facilities, Coach? I know that now it's completed. Going back to last year, I mean, it was the new facilities were just about complete, not quite. And I know that there was maybe some inconsistencies there this last offseason. I mean, you guys kind of had full reign of it. How much did that help, I guess, in preparation for the season?
It was indescribable. I mean, so years past, we've had, you know, we appreciate the opportunity that we've had to do work in the rec center down here or in even some of the gyms. But it just didn't allow you to be able to hit ground balls at girls and do a lot of hitting. This new facility that we have is amazing. We have 2 batting cages that drop down from the ceiling. We can set up a full infield inside and hit ground balls just like we would outside on the dirt. It was game changing. These girls, if they'll come out and work, those girls can work all year round in that facility. We're lucky. We're extremely lucky. I know there's a lot of question as to whether it was worth it. Man, if they could come see the things that we're able to do with these kids, and even the community that comes in. I was in there at 5 o'clock in the morning one morning, and there's ladies in there playing pickleball. And then I was leaving at 10 o'clock at night one night, and there's people in there using the indoor track. It's something that our community is very lucky to have.
No, I agree. I agree. And I think as we continue, you know, years down the road, I think it's going to be more and more obvious, no question. Coach, if we jump back over and talk about the schedule, you put together a very challenging schedule, to say the least. I mean, it's Juab, Manti, South Sevier, and then a tournament in St. George. If all things go accordingly, you guys jump right into it. I mean, there's really no easy mark on this entire schedule.
No, there's not, which is great. That's what we want to see. We want to play tough teams, because I think tough teams are going to make us tougher. So we accept the challenge. We're excited to play these people, and we're glad that they're willing to put us on their schedule.
Yeah, no question. Coach, a home game on Friday, and then after that on the road for a little while, as we talked about. But one of the other things that stands out to me about the schedule, really the tournament that you guys have scheduled in St. George, March 17th through the 18th, that's kind of the last chance to get things situated varsity-wise before you guys jump into league play.
It is. Yeah, that's a good chance for us to get a whole bunch of games together so that we can see, what we have, what girls are doing and where we can situate them the best. And it's 2 days, several games straight that we can see it. So, it does. It does help us to solidify what our game plan is so that as we start into the region ball, we have a plan to go forward.
Yeah, does the game plan change early on, Coach, based off of team, or is it more just a focus on yourself? I mean, how do you approach that?
It changes in, strategy. It changes in positions, where we have girls playing. It changes in batting order, how we're going to position girls so that we can best move runners and score runs. It does. It definitely helps us as coaches understand what we need to be working on in practice, what tweaks and changes we need to make as far as our strategy goes for games. It's really a great opportunity to get those games in a tournament, several in a row, like I said, and in a warm place like St. George.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Plus the weather, you can't beat that. I mean, you don't really have to deal with the cold weather. I know you were at the baseball game earlier this week as well. It's just a different game when you're playing in warm weather.
It is, yeah.
Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. I look forward to more conversations throughout the season. Best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Dallin Johnson again of the Emory Lady Spartans softball team getting set to start the season at home tomorrow afternoon. We're going to pause one more time, come back, put the final touches on this edition of Drive Time Sports, and then we'll send you out to Twin Falls, Idaho for USU Eastern basketball. It's straight ahead right here on Drive Time Sports.